Hello, everybody. This is Argos coming to you on an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. 7:45 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and I'm recording this in the UK. So this is a lot harder than it looks. I've got to say, this is like my 9th or 10th try, and I'm still getting it wrong every time. But what I basically want to do is I've written out a few topics that I'd like to talk about, and I'm just going to go through them quickly and see what kind of response I get. I recently started music production and uploaded another podcast, which is, this is my first ever vocal one, but that was a music one called Emmy's Choice. It was a big thanks to Sky Floating, an ATS member, who helped me out a lot with that. I even put it on the podcast itself, you know. I've gone around a lot of websites looking for help with this software I've got. And the most help I've had has come from an ATS member. So, you know, this website has got a lot of perks about it. You know, you can meet some interesting people here. And, yeah, that was just a thank you to him because he made that tune possible. So why don't you guys have a listen to that and let me know what you think. Seems to be a lot of firsts recently, podcasts. Just listened to Minis. There's Shamir's Day, recently just got into it. I think he's been banned, but I won't go into that. Who else has there been? Well, anyway, I'm Chisler, in his reply to Shamir's Day numero uno. I have to personally say I was very impressed with what Chisler had to say. Seems like a really down-to-earth and good chap. You know, I agreed with what he said about AboveTopSecret.com and the new members every day who don't understand our ways, especially in the 9/11 forum, which is what most members sign up to argue about, or debate, rather. I think he was spot on there, and I think he was spot on in his views about 9/11 as well. And, yeah, if you haven't listened to that, I think it's only a 10-minute podcast. I think it's well worth a listen. And I'd say thanks, Chisler, for that. I really agreed with him. I've recently been getting involved in ATS a lot more and had a bit of free time on my hands that I didn't have previously in my term of membership, and I joined the debate forum, something I never thought I would do, and we're doing a team debate series at the moment. I think everybody should check that out because there's a lot of big names in there. I mean, we've got Intrepid, Chisler, we've got the Vagabond, Bird. A lot of upcoming people as well, like Sky Floating and G-A-O-T-U, sorry if I got that wrong, mate. Got the Borg and myself, and yeah, it's a mentor scheme, so the mods are helping us out, and we team up and we pair off against each other in a debate series. We've got the Vagabond versus Bird at the moment, and Intrepid versus Chisler at the moment, and I tell you what, I'm really having a good time with myself taking part and reading these guys. You know, it's a real treat to see people paired up against each other like that. And, you know, we'd love to get people's opinions and have more people checking it out because it is actually member-judged debates in the debate forum at the moment. So it's all down to you guys coming along, reading our debates and giving stars to whoever you think won. Excuse me. Yeah, so that's the debate forum and the debate series that's going on right now. Get down there and check that out. I want to hear some opinions about that because I think it's very underrated and underused, the debate forum. I think we should have some more people down there. And as I said, it's member judged at the moment, so we need you guys to participate and help us out with this. Okay, so the next subject I've written down here, and just literally put a couple of personal opinions about the world, 9/11, London bombings, NWO, etc. I don't want to bore you too much, I just want to tell you where I stand, and I think both 9/11 and the London bombings were, you know, the same as Chisler, it's either government involved or they didn't do anything about the intelligence that they had and turned it to their own nefarious advantage. In terms of cash. I'm afraid that's a sad state of affairs we have in the world nowadays. I think there is an NWO. Between Alex Jones and ATS, that's where I've got my initial base urge to investigate this stuff myself and find things out about it. And I think the more you look into things like this, the more you realise there's a big web of deceit going on. There's misinformation, disinformation, real information. It's all wangled into a big, big web, literally the internet. But I think, you know, it doesn't really take much of a person to look into most of this and realise that there's got to be something wrong here. You know, it's like the Matrix. Someone used to quote the other day, it's like a splinter in your mind. It's never gone away your whole life, you know. And that's basically what 9/11, 7/7, and this whole world that we live in with the NWO, all the rest of the bad stuff that's going on, wars and Islamo-fundamentalism, and I know I got that wrong, but, you know, all of this stuff is just like a big splinter in my mind that won't go away. And if you can't see that what you're being told on the surface is a lie, then, you know, I'm not saying I know the answers after looking out under the surface, but I know something's wrong, and I think that's what's wrong with most people. You know, I think that's what drives a lot of people to ATS, is you can see something is wrong, and you want to try and find out a bit more of it. And I think ATS is the best place I've ever been to for, you know, high-end discussion about these subjects. And we do get overrun sometimes here, but, you know, the majority of it is, you know, if you get the right members talking about the right stuff, you can really find out some interesting information. And I think the way AGS is going at the moment with a lot of things is in the right direction, you know, spreading our voice further and wider. Well, I won't carry on. I don't want this podcast to last forever. It's only my first one, and as I said, I've kind of wang it, you know, and just put it up there and see what people think and have a good time. Bugger it, you know, as I say, get more involved with ATS and just have a laugh with it. Because it's the only thing you can do with the world at the moment is come on here and be like this about things. Okay, well, I've pretty much run out of things to talk about, so that's Argos signing out, and let me guys know what you think about this.